Well, good morning, everyone. Well, stock markets in China have fallen again as government measures to halt a slide in share prices appear to be failing. Chinese markets have lost nearly 30% of their value in the past 3 weeks, and many investors are worried by the fact that almost a quarter of listed companies have requested to suspend trading of their shares. This has been seen as a move to protect these companies from further losses. And former Treasurer Peter Costello has commented on the financial turmoil in China, saying there's no need to panic just yet.
This is a big economy which has grown for a long time. It's emerging into a free market system. Nobody's quite sure how that's going to occur. There's going to be forwards, there's going to be reverses, and it's something that we have to keep our eye on.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has also shrugged off any immediate danger to the Australian economy from the events in China or Greece. As expected, the RBA left the official cash rate at a record low of 2%, but concerns about the jobs market remain a critical test for policymakers, with official data due out tomorrow. Let's check the global markets, and Wall Street has seen some gains overnight. The Dow and S&P 500 were both up more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq gained 0.1%, while in London the FTSE closed down 1.6%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $52 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $58 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,156 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 74 US cents, 68 euro cents and 48 pence sterling.